Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'll tell you, if Scottie Scheffler is the new face of golf, golf might have a problem. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, going back over the Masters. And listen, it was an unbelievable performance from Scheffler. He wins the tournament by four strokes. He has now won two green jackets in 3 years. He's the fourth youngest player to ever win two Masters. He's up there with Nicklaus and Tiger Woods with players who have won the Masters and two players' championships at this age. He's doing all-time stuff, Perloff. It's just he is not grabbing right now that casual fan or that fan right. who wants to tune in because they have to see what Scottie Scheffler's doing.
Well, the problem is there's no other alternative. There's no other face of golf. So to have a face of golf is something that golf needs. They need a guy who is at the top of the pyramid, who everyone is gunning for, who you tune in on a major tournament and say, wow, no one's going to beat him. So honestly, it's way better than this parody. It's like the NFL. There's a new major champion for every major. That is cool in a way, but it's not working. You need a guy who everyone can shoot for, and it's compelling to see somebody who seems unbeatable. That's what you got. You're right. Now, Scottie Scheffler, of course, there's nothing about him that says exciting.
Yeah, he's not going to give you that extra. It's just about the golf. He won't even talk about a round behind him or a round in front of him. He's so all about being present in the moment. Yeah. He won't give you anything.
And off the course, he is as boring as possibly could be.
Right.
I actually like that he brings barbecue to the Masters dinner. I would love to be at his Masters dinner, big barbecue fan. But he's totally boring. But just the fact that somebody seems unbeatable is something. I honestly, you need dynasties. I hate to say it. Yep. There's a lot of parody all around sports. Do you remember when it felt like the Patriots could not be beat? Patriots were boring, but the fact that there was nothing really exciting about the Patriots except for Tom Brady dating a supermodel, but the fact that they were unbeatable made them exciting. If Scottie can pull off, say, two more majors, or two more Masters and a bunch of other majors, if he gets to 7, 8 majors, oh, wow, now we're talking about something. What if he even chase Tiger Woods as 15 majors? We need something like that. We need a dominant golfer.
Okay, but we're far away from that. He's got two Masters championships. Let's pump the brakes a little bit that he's going to be there with Tiger and gunning for Jack Nicklaus's record. I mean, he looks unstoppable right now, but we've seen guys come and go a little bit. You know, to me, this is a very precarious time here for golf because you've got the split between the PGA and LIV. Now they're maybe, you know, starting to get a little bit back under the same umbrella. You cannot expect casual fans to be following the ins and outs of that because it's boring, quite frankly, and then it's also distasteful if you're not into all the Saudi money that's coming into the sport. So,
but that has no effect on the majors. The majors had a great rating on Thursday and Friday. None of that means anything to the casual golf fan.
Well, great for the majors, but the sport is bigger than the majors.
Is
and Tiger, yes, because that's how Tiger got the sport and helped it go to the heights that it was.
Because of the majors. No. The major record. Chasey Jack's major record. There was nobody cared what he did in the other tournaments.
No, but he kept everything relevant almost all year round. So even if you aren't tuning into every single tournament, you're still watching him and Phil battle each other more than just four times a year. See, like, it's got to be more than just the appointment. And I think people liked watching the Masters this time because it's like, oh yeah, this product is good when all the players are actually together and it's not fractured. I couldn't even tell you where to find a LIV Golf event. Is it on TV? It was on the CW for a while. I have no idea what their situation is. And then the PGA is watered down now because not all the guys are in it. It's a thing called momentum, and it has to continue. And right now, even if Scottie Scheffler is the face of the sport, which, again, I don't know if that's great, where's the rival? Where's anything? Like, Tiger had both. Tiger had the charisma that people wanted to follow him, and then he also had the rivalry with Phil Mickelson. You know, Tiger was a little more like Kobe and would keep everybody a little bit at arm's length, a sort of like man on his own sort of thing. And I just don't know if Scheffler doesn't bring any of that stuff to the table. Again, I'm not taking away from anything he does golf-wise, but we're talking about being the face of the sport and whether that's good for the sport.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but there's nothing about the in-between majors tournaments that affects any of this. Because Tiger, in 2013, after he sort of began his descent, he won five tournaments that year. He was golfer of the year. And every casual fan is like, oh, this is the most disappointing year. Because he went 0-4 in the majors. Nobody cared about how Phil and Tiger were competing in the Sony Open or whatever. That's not important. Really, what's important is the majors. And that's where Scottie's legacy is going to be defined. If he's really the man in the face of the sport, he's going to win the U.S. Open this year or the PGA. I mean, it's a big challenge ahead, but I feel like he might be the guy who could do it. He has no flaws. And also, he's that mentality where he doesn't seem to care. So it feels like the best chance golf's had in a long time to have the next guy.
Yeah, and then I'll ask you, though, if you are Pete Bellotti, are you tuning in for Scheffler? I don't think so.
Well,
and
what
I
if
use
he wins?
Pete just
what
as
if
the
he
casual
wins,
fan.
What if he wins six more majors? I know, it's a lot.
Well, now you're asking, now we're talking about, 2 years from now,
I just
3 years from now.
That's what golf needs. They need him to go on a major run, and then maybe he'll fascinate Pete Bellotti.
I think that you have called the Spurs the most boring dynasty in the history of basketball.
Right.
You talked about how the ratings were down because the Spurs were not, well, technically savvy and proficient. They just really did not captivate people in a way that the Showtime Lakers did or that the Heatles did or whatever. The Golden State Warriors. This is what we could be looking at now, which is you're going to appreciate this guy. You're going to appreciate Scottie Scheffler and say, wow, I appreciate how much of a machine this dude is. But it doesn't like get my juices going, if you will. This doesn't make me want to, ride or die with Scottie Scheffler.
Well, one thing about the Spurs, they didn't really do it in a row. They kind of were sporadically. They won their titles totally spread out. The other thing, that's a sport where you have Vince Carter and Michael Jordan and guys who do spectacular things. There's nobody in golf who has a razzle-dazzle of the NBA. The fact that the Spurs were winning titles below the rim was boring as heck. But everybody's boring in golf. Like, what makes golf exciting is winning. There's no putt that's more exciting than another putt. The only thing that really distinguishes anybody is winning. Even Tiger. It wasn't Tiger's charisma or his style or the fist bumps. It was the wins.
Well, yeah, but it was also the degree of difficulty at times. I mean, it was not just the winning. It was the amount that he was winning by.
Yeah.
It was, at times, it was coming back on guys. It was either front running or coming back. He could beat you in a variety of ways. Tiger, sometimes, like, the degree of difficulty on his shots was unbelievable. They were showing yesterday some highlights of him basically breaking a club because he had to swing it into a tree to try to get the ball from out of a difficult lie. I mean, it was pretty amazing. And anyway, we asked you, if Scottie Scheffler is the face of golf, is that a good thing for golf? And you're welcome to call us at 855-212-4227. You can also tweet us at Maggie and Pearl. You can also watch the show. A little bit different, guys. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet. Now, if you're already subscribed to the old YouTube, CBS Sports Radio, you're good. Just, you're going to keep rolling with us. If you haven't, you can find us YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet. Hit subscribe, and you got us every day.
Okay, if it's not going to be Scottie Scheffler as the face of the sport, and you don't think it should be Tiger anymore, even though he's still the face of the sport, who do you want? Give me a name. I'm going to give you the top 10 golfers. Rory. It's not happening.
It would have happened already.
How about John Rahm? Would he be a more exciting face of the sport?
No, I'll tell you who I want. I want Homa. I want Max Homa.
Well, that's
California dude.
That he's not going to dominate the Masters. And
I don't know.
He was, and the majors.
He was right there yesterday.
Is he going to put together a string of, you know, 5 out of 11 majors?
I don't know.
I do. No.
Okay.
He's not. Well, I would love to see Max win one, but
he's in a different part of his career. He's a young and up-and-coming guy.
He's not that up-and-coming to think that all of a sudden Max Homa is going to go on a run. I mean, Scheffler obviously is a much greater chance of being an all-time great golfer. Max Homa's 33 and hasn't won a major yet.
Is he 33? I thought he was 30. Okay.
Yeah, even so. There are some young golfers who are exciting and young, but it's going to be tough. You really need success here. And I totally know what you mean. Scottie Scheffler is so boring. Everything about him, his outfits are somewhat boring. In fact, I always wonder, I'm like, what is Nike doing? It's just a plain shirt with a swish. Give me something here.
Where
at least, DeChambeau has that cool, like, pirate ship golf thing going on.
No, isn't that the logo from the LIV team that he's on? Crossbones thing. It's so lame.
But something. I mean, give me something. Scottie Scheffler looks like me.
Was it Neiman or whatever? The guy was wearing the really print colored shirt. I'm like, that guy's not winning. There's no way. I feel like someone from the Masters would come and like kick the ball away from the hole. I don't want the green jacket being put over some loud, obnoxious shirt.
You know, I got into this little thing last night where I was wondering about, you know, you wear these ugly golf shirts under the green jacket. There's been a trend of really ugly golf shirts winning the Masters. John Rahm, I don't know, Maggie. I think it's kind of hard to pull off a cool golf look. What do you think of Scottie Scheffler just having a plain shirt? Like, what's going on here?
He's a plain guy. Boring. Why would he wear anything different?
So I think maybe that's his angle. If I'm marketing golf, I'm going to say, this is the everyman. This is you winning majors. You can picture yourself as Scottie Scheffler. No special abilities, just calm, cool, consistent, unflappable. We could all do that. It's not like Tiger, who's hitting it farther than everybody.
I think for our sports heroes, we kind of want people who are a little larger than life, though, don't we? I think we like to pretend like we could do these things like Steph Curry, like any of us could launch threes from
anywhere.
No, I
think Steph Curry, we all look like Steph Curry. Like, we could all be Steph Curry. That's the exciting thing. Nobody can be LeBron.
Steph Curry is, in real life, like 6'3", which already puts him over most of the population.
It's a little more attainable than 6'10".
Well, I guess so. Attainable.
I mean, listen, any of us could be Brock Purdy. How about that guy? Little guy getting out there going to the NFC title or going to the Super Bowl.
Most of us could not be a 4-year starter at Iowa State. Okay, funny moment from the Masters, and there were a couple of them. The one and only Vern Lundquist, who is just all time when it comes to, obviously, you know, the SEC on CBS. Vern was amazing. And, of course, the Masters with a yes, sir, and all of the famous calls that Vern has. So this was Vern's last Masters, and he's going to be retiring. He's already retired from football. And he was waiting at 16 to give Tiger Woods a handshake, right? So waiting for like just an acknowledgement. Hey, I've called so many of your great moments. And so Vern's by a tree on 16, and he's waiting there for Tiger. And Tiger, this was obviously planned out, and Tiger goes over there, and he gives Vern Lundquist a really nice, long, firm handshake. But nobody could see it because Vern was totally covered by the tree. So it just looked like Tiger Woods was shaking hands with a tree.
I only saw the joke, but it was Tiger Woods goes with the tree and says, "Sup, big log."
That's a good
dad joke. Lot of jokes. Actually, it's a more PC joke than I saw. A lot of people thought that, oh my God, I'm on an acid trip. Is Tiger talking to a tree right now?
Did Aaron Rodgers come in? Yeah.
This edible hit harder than I thought. Looks like Tiger's talking to a tree. Well, I saw many versions of that.
No, apology accepted, which was the reference to the tree he drove into earlier in his career.
That's good.
Oh, gosh. There you go. So it was very, very funny. He definitely couldn't tell it was Vern Lundquist behind that tree.
It was a great moment that we were kind of robbed of from that tree, but that was feel good. Overall, I think it was a fine week for Tiger. Yes, he played terrible golf on Saturday, but I think everyone was very moved to see him and his son talking on Sunday morning. That was a cool moment where Charlie was giving him swing advice. not a great sign necessarily that you need swing advice from your son over. On day four of a major.
Maybe but you should have told us something different.
I saw something in Tiger. Those first 2 days, I couldn't believe he was playing as well as he was. And he was walking just fine. He wasn't limping. Well, he looked way better than he has at some other tournaments.
And if the tournament was only 2 days, then that probably would have been good. But unfortunately, the tournament is 4 days.
He's played one full round of competitive golf this entire year. And it's April 15th.
No, I get it, but how much practicing do we think Tiger is going to do? Because if he keeps everything and he holds back until he gets to the majors to have like a full tank, so to speak, he's never going to have the kind of preparation that he wants. Just by the way, if you weren't following it, Tiger did make the cut. So obviously great accomplishment there. But then out of the 60 players who did make the cut, he came in dead last. He shot a 10 over on Saturday and a 5 over on Sunday.
Okay.
23
so which
strokes
would,
off the lead.
Which would have been better? Just to not make the cut and not embarrass himself on Saturday to go for it?
I mean, making the cut is a big deal.
Yes.
So I think that's where the bar should be. I don't think we should be talking about Tiger winning majors anymore. I think we should talk about Tiger making the cut. And so he's got a lifetime exemption at the Masters anyway. You could just play the Masters.
Yeah, he could. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a day. It's going to be a Sunday where Tiger's three off the lead and something's going to happen. It's happening, Maggie. As long as he doesn't retire, that's the only thing that would kill my take.
855-212-4227. He's not retiring. Not yet, at least. We had a call before said maybe this is like the last dance a little bit for Tiger, the last go-round.
No, he said that he wanted it to be
right?
A last. You can't do a last dance in golf because if you could still hit a golf ball, you're going to compete at least on the seniors tour. So there's no real last dance.
That's true. 855-212-4227. So we've got these questions out there for you. Did you consider this week encouraging for Tiger? Made the cut, then comes in dead last of the 60 players who made the cut. And also, if Scottie Scheffler is the face of golf, is that a good thing? You're welcome to weigh in. This was a funny one. Oh, gosh, where was it? Delta is in the chat. Says, Scottie Scheffler is a face. It's a face I wouldn't recognize.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like every man.
I mean, yeah, if Scottie walked in right now, would I be sure that it was Scottie Scheffler? Like, it'd have to be, wait, is that Scottie Scheffler?
If he had a dad bod, you'd know.
I feel like the next face of golf has to be somebody who we see as like a young prodigy. I think like Scheffler.
Scottie's 27.
He just looks like he's 37.
I know, but he almost feels like he looks kind of old, to be honest. Yeah. And like he feels like he's in his prime. Like I almost feel like
we need a phenom.
I think some of the Tiger magic was that we saw him since he was 4 years old with a putter in his hand. Like I think a lot of the faces of sports we see usually start at a very young age.
Yeah, Rory was on TV when he was a little kid too. I think.
LeBron James, you know, even like a Bryce Harper, like people who we've followed for a long time. I think for a lot of people, they're knowing Scottie Scheffler like this year. Like, oh, okay, this guy is really good. I think you got to follow this story a little longer.
Yeah, I just wonder, can we do that again? You know,
there's got to be a 20-year-old out there who is hot and up and coming. But I don't remember. I don't know who that is. I'm looking at hot golfers under 20.
I mean, Tom Kim would be the guy, probably.
But he's the one who played with Tiger on Sunday.
Yeah, he's
right?
21. He's won some tournaments. It's just hard to go from, okay, we won three tournaments to can you go and win two or three majors in the next 2 years? Like, that's such a big leap.
Well, this guy
so young.
I mean, I think Oberg, the guy who came in second, is now he's supposed to be the hottest guy out there. So maybe he's a challenge, but I don't know if he moves the needle for you.
Ludwig
Oberg?
I get a little into Ludwig. 855.
What do you know about his personality?
Nothing. 855-212-4227. I didn't know he existed until the Masters over the weekend, but I watched a fair amount. Coming up, we have a new athlete couple. Ooh. I'll tell you who it is next. Maggie and Perloff.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff.
Man, it's social media these
days. Maggie pulling up not safe for work tweets from NFL players.
I didn't pull it up. I didn't pull anything. I'm just merely scrolling.
Too early.
Sorry. I'm merely scrolling, minding my own business on my own feed. I didn't see this at all. Juju Smith-Schuster is like a...
He accidentally showed his own junk on Snapchat.
What is accidental? He's looking at the camera smiling. I don't think this is accidental.
Well, it wasn't meant for... I don't think he meant to put it out to the world.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean, all the headlines said accidentally. Yes,
wait,
I do not.
Why would you be taking a picture of this? And it's with his girlfriend in the car. She's driving, and he's in the passenger seat.
So, first of all, if you follow Juju Smith-Schuster, the phone is surgically attached to his hand. He's taking a picture of everything that's happened in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And I know Juju doesn't drink either, so he wasn't drunk.
Yeah,
he doesn't. I don't think he smokes. Like, he's a pretty clean living guy. He's just photographs everything that ever happened in the history of the world. So at a certain point, a nude's going to get out there.
Well, I would appreciate if it didn't. I didn't need that. It was blurred
an accident.
Out, so it's fine.
But you guys have never accidentally taken a
picture of your junk? No.
Never.
I don't know how that could be an accident.
No.
Have you accidentally done that?
I haven't done it, but I know that young people like to take pictures of themselves naked, right? Like, that's a thing.
Okay, so I'm looking at this now. His pants are accidentally off? That's how this is accidental? I don't understand.
In the car.
Well, it's not that.
Bathroom.
The picture was on purpose. I don't think he meant to put it out to the world on Snapchat.
But why? But he's taking a picture. It's a high angle, like a selfie, and he's looking at the camera. And I think it's...
He has a second phone, too. He has a phone. He's looking at something on his phone with his pants
he's
open.
He's Scorsese-ing this thing.
It's very meta.
How's my pants get on the floor?
Another accident.
But I'm in a car. Gang. Oh, man.
You know, now
getting changed in a car is just like the degree of difficulty on that is hard to begin with.
You know, it's funny. I read the headline that he accidentally showed too much. Now I'm looking at the picture. You guys seem to be on to something. This does not look good.
I really thought Tiger could win. Then I saw his leg fall off.
I saw the ESPN.com headline says Juju Smith-Schuster accidentally puts out Snapchat photos.
I'll tell you what.
Now I'm wondering.
Bill Belichick is definitely gone. This is a new attitude in New England. You just do whatever you want. Snap whatever you want. He would have never done this if Belichick was still there.
The thing I keep thinking about is if this was an accident in terms of posting to Snapchat, because I think we all took the picture on purpose, but maybe he didn't mean to post it to Snapchat.
He meant to text it to somebody.
Who is he texting it to? He's with his girlfriend.
Right.
Because, like, okay,
also, she doesn't need that.
With your significant other or sex with whoever. Okay, I get that. And the girlfriend doesn't look like she's engaged or very happy that
driving.
It's even happening. So I'm like, who could that have possibly been going to?
She looks out and she's like, oh, not him again. Keep the pants on.
I mean, is there a swinger situation going on? Like,
I don't know. He's definitely smirking at the camera.
Right.
Yeah.
He's taking the picture of this on purpose. Getting to us is the accident part, I guess. But then he just said, where is this going?
Maybe it's a funny group chat. Like with the rest of the Patriots wide receivers, right. Like, hey guys,
this should
happy
not be
Wednesday.
Not part of our group chat moving forward. Okay.
He's going to be mad too by so few pixelations. He's going to want more pixels in this picture. He's not going to be happy with that.
Can I take you behind the curtain of my process?
Can't be choosers here, Bogan.
Here's my process with the story. Dove Kleiman retweets out, you know, this NFL aggregator who everybody gets their news from, for better or worse. Wild. Patriots wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster accidentally posted a picture of his genitalia on Snapchat. I left it at that. I did not need to do any more research. Apparently, you guys had to dig deeper in this story.
No, I didn't get the Dove. I'm scrolling it. I just got the picture. So I didn't even get the headline.
You got the picture.
That's why I said social media these days.
But it also is blurred out, I hope.
It was blurred out. But
so you think he did it on purpose?
Oh, yeah. People leaking their nudes now is just like, it's like every day. It's
but
like,
he's a gigantic marketing star.
Which
like
is why you do it.
Yeah, I think he's
looking
for a new
sponsorship. Wait, you're telling me to get in with Procter & Gamble, he's going to show himself nude?
Look,
he's like a big deal.
Drake did it. I mean, we've been totally different now in this world about what happens if you leak sex tapes or nude. Kim Kardashian just ripped the Band-Aid off of that.
Oh, I mean, that was 20 years ago.
I know, but I'm saying we're in a new age now. The amount of people who just show themselves naked on camera and posted
Paris
in
Hilton
an
walked
accident.
So that Kim could run, you know?
So you're saying this was all a marketing campaign by Juju?
I think there's a better chance this was done on purpose than it wasn't. Let me say that.
I agree. But
for
I don't
an
know
underwear if... sponsorship?
Yeah.
No, there's no underwear. That's the problem.
Well,
that's
look,
what he needs.
That's his
it.
Point.
I mean, look, there are
Tommy
men,
John,
there are
me
men
out.
Who do OnlyFans too. I'm just going to put it that way.
There are. There's some athletes who are doing this.
Le'Veon Bell.
Why would what kind of
Le'Veon
active
Bell
athlete would do OnlyFans? That's insane.
Le'Veon Bell does it.
Yes, active athletes. Of course, Le'Veon Bell does that between boxing matches.
Did you watch him play on the Patriots? How long do you think he's going to be active?
Juju's 27.
No, I'm asking again. Did you watch him play last year? How long is he going to be?
Dude, I saw him catch.
Matt Jones is throwing to him.
Saw him catch a touchdown in the Super Bowl not too long ago.
Okay.
Wait, here's a question though about Le'Veon Bell's OnlyFans. What's he giving people there? Is this just engaged with someone else? Okay, I don't know. I'm asking questions I don't know the answer to.
But there is a market out there for that. So you give him a little taste, and you know, hey, Juju, in 3 years.
Do you think that any part of Le'Veon Bell's OnlyFans includes a terrible towel?
Hopefully.
I mean, if he was smart, he would. Now, I don't know if he'd get in trouble with, like, NFL licensing. I mean, now we're really deep into it. I have no idea.
Terrible towels. Let's make sure there's a couple of them there.
It's not a big towel. I don't know what it covers. Anyway.
Wait, I have a follow-up. Yeah. If you don't mind, Maggie.
Sure.
Because I am intrigued now by what is on Juju's other phone.
Oh, I don't
Can
know.
Can you zoom in on that and get some clarification?
I lost it. Hold on. Now I have to search it out.
The Daily Star headline is NFL star Juju Smith-Schuster posts X-rated snap of his quote-unquote mini Juju on social media. You can't do this on purpose. I hear he's got the French bulldog. He doesn't need mini Juju to be. I mean, is that thing getting its own Instagram handle too?
Mini Juju.
Juju is awesome, by the way, and I am not going to stand for the slander. It was an accident. It happens. We all do things, take pictures.
I don't think we all do that.
Yeah, please don't include me in this conversation.
I don't know. He's 27. Don't all 27-year-olds? I mean, I understand that young people have a problem with sending nudes to each other.
Kids today?
The problem is, where you guys got me, the fact that his girlfriend's in the car, there goes his alibi.
Also, I think people believe because Snapchat disappears in 24 hours that there's no such thing as a screen grab.
I think Snapchat's Juju also the one where if you screen grab it, you get a notification.
That somebody did, right?
Right, but I mean, nobody's going to care if they screenshotted Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, the notifications are going to be rolling in.
Yeah.
Like, bing, 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 bing.
Right,
bing.
Exactly. Yeah, nobody's going to, because he's not going to run them down. Now, if it's your high school crush or you're screenshotting, maybe you don't want to be so, you know, obvious.
Yeah,
right. Bogus has headlines.
Oh, great. Back to me. Awesome.
Try to think of that.
And what does Mini Juju think of all this?
Here's Scottie Scheffler, the favorite before.
Now, if he leaked something on Snapchat, that would be good. I'd be like, holy moly.
That would actually help this whole situation with golf. Then I think ratings would go up. Scottie Scheffler needs some kind of scandal.
Talk about a three-wood. Scottie Scheffler, the favorite before the Masters. He was the champ when it ended yesterday. A four-shot cushion over Ludvig Åberg for his second green jacket in 3 years. He was flying home last night to check on his wife, then scheduled to play this week in Hilton Head, assuming that baby doesn't come now.
Wait. Scottie Scheffler is actually going to the tournament in Hilton Head after all that drama about he was going to bail out of the Masters?
Yes, and you don't think regular season PGA events mean anything.
They
don't. I tell you they do.
To him, they do not.
Well, here, this is how hard people were trying to make Scottie Scheffler interesting. First, it had to be that a child was coming, which everyone in the world basically does. There's very low bar for entry on that. And secondly, the child's not actually due until the end of the month.
Well, it's sort of the, what does the end of the month mean? It's halfway through the month.
I know, but that means it could be 2 weeks late.
I just think that, first of all, that kid will be out by the U.S. Open, right?
I don't know when.
Or whatever.
When is the U.S. Open? June,
Father's
right?
Day.
Yeah. No, okay, yeah.
What's the next tournament?
The PGA should be in the middle of May.
Honestly, it's going to come out later. She's not even pregnant. Well, this was just a ruse to make him interesting.
In their defense, everything that I read last week said the baby was due at the end of April. So the Scheffler exiting Augusta questions might have been a little premature.
No, I get it.
But that was always the ending.
Early.
Yeah. Chet Holmgren, he will not be NBA Rookie of the Year, but he is an important member of the number one seed in the Western Conference.
We understand it doesn't, end there. That wasn't our end goal coming into the season. So, we got to kind of keep our sight on where we're trying to go.
Sounds like a vet already. His Thunder and the Nuggets won their regular season finales yesterday. The T-Wolves did not. They dropped the 3 seed where they'll face the Suns. OKC then wins the head-to-head tiebreaker with Denver, earning that top spot for the first time in 11 seasons. And now both those teams wait on the play-in, which begins tomorrow night. Lakers at the Pelicans, then the Warriors at the Kings. If golf or Mark Pope's introductory pep rally or Kentucky or Marvel movies not your thing, maybe you were pumped up for UFC 300 over the weekend in Vegas. Cardinals QB Kyler Murray was there sitting next to former UFC flyweight champ Valentina Shevchenko. I don't know anything about UFC. I'll assume that flyweight means she can kill you in a second because Miss Valentina should be in a Marvel movie. Either way, the internet took off when the NFL tweeted out a screen grab of the two of them. Kyler sending out the pic, writing, "My date is whooping any of y'all's ass." But no one's actually sure if they're dating only one story out of like six that we found says that they're not together. Everybody else leaving it out there, and I guess however you want to read into Kyler calling her my date, but they were sitting next to each other ringside over the weekend.
I think that means they're dating, right?
I mean, that'd be a weird joke to be like, my date can kick your ass. Ha ha, just kidding. She actually wasn't my date.
She's married. Yeah, I don't think that would be that funny.
That would make her look kind of weird.
Well, yeah, but you can bring somebody as a date. It's kind of an expression, you know. Yeah, like, oh, my date is, I brought my, you know, aunt to the Oscars or something. Like, my date is my sister. Like,
or you just met right there.
Yeah.
Like, saying, and hey, so you're just talking.
My friend can kick your ass.
Yeah, my friends can kick your friend's ass, yeah. Something like that.
It's just date. Jumping to that is a big leap to then pull that back.
I mean, it's a hard launch for a new relationship if this is just a casual dating thing. Showing up at UFC 300, like one of the biggest cards that people have been waiting for forever, and just sort of like, all right, we're trying this out.
Did any of you guys, when finding your significant others, think for 1 second, I need someone who can kick someone else's ass in case I need help? Like, is that, where did that rank among the qualities you were looking for in your spouses?
I mean, it wasn't on my checklist, but it is true. My wife is definitely tougher than me.
Yeah. Oh. Well, we know she can hold her alcohol better than you.
Most people can. Babies can. Uh-huh. The unborn Scotty Scheffler kid is probably a better drinker than me.
Yeah.
See, the real question is not that. Is it a negative if your wife could beat you up? I think that would be a lot tougher than you.
Or...
Yeah, I think a lot of men would be afraid of that. I think that Kyler's an elite athlete kind of helps this situation, right? Because I think a lot of men would be intimidated dating a UFC woman.
I think a lot of men would also.
Or
just the idea that, like, if something happened and, like, we were confronted, my wife's going to be the one who's going to go roundhouse kick somebody in the face.
Yeah.
You know, and the husband's just, sitting in the corner cheering her on. I don't know.
I think a lot of men would have an issue with that.
That's actually a point for Kyler. If they are dating, he's very comfortable where he is.
Yeah.
And his own masculinity.
Kyler's, 5'8"? I mean.
Maybe he's tough.
I mean, no, he's tough, but he's not big. So.
She's a flyweight. She's not big.
No, but still, I'm sure she could probably still whoop any average 230-pound man.
She's classically trained.
Right, exactly.
Kyler's got this incredible ability, even in this photo. This is something about Kyler. You can never get a hold of that guy. Like, you never know what Kyler's thinking.
No.
And honestly, I was thinking about his love life. Never heard a thing about it.
Too busy playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Kyler Murray just seems as low-key as a professional athlete can be. Even more so than Scottie Scheffler. That dude feels like, I've never seen him outside of the house. Does he do stuff like this?
That's kind of why this picture surprised me. I assumed he would have been with some Twitch streamer who does gaming. I never would have thought it would have been someone for USC, maybe.
Some 13-year-old kid out of... King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. What are you talking about?
There are adult women who stream.
Or gamers.
Yeah, we're gamers, absolutely.
Yeah, no, but Kyler's probably playing some kid somewhere in Call of Duty right now.
Yeah, he can't leave the house because he's like wearing a diaper because he can't get up from his 12 straight hours of, I don't know, Wolfenstein.
It's funny. We've never really, maybe I missed something. Like, Kyler just doesn't like go out a ton in public, right? Really? He's just kind of a...
Maybe in Texas.
Popular guy on his team, but he seems to keep to himself.
Yeah, it makes sense he plays for the Cardinals because we don't see them on the field either.
Very little do we see them in prime time, that's for sure.
This is definitely a celebrity couple to watch. You have to admit, that'd be a cool couple.
Yeah, where would it go? How many UFC like crossover relationships have we had where like both people are... actually famous.
Well, Rousey.
And, like, significant.
Rousey date? Oh, no. It was Lindsey Vonn who dated. Did Rousey ever date anyone, or am I imagining?
No, Rousey's married to another MMA guy.
I was going to say, there's a lot of, like, within the fighting community relationships, but going outside fighting, I can't think of many.
Well, I believe Tito Ortiz.
He's in Jenna Jameson.
Who was with, Jenna Jameson. That was...
So that's one.
That's intense.
That's one that should count for five.
Yeah.
Not a lot. No, you're right. It's not a ton. I mean, Brock Lesnar, of course, married to WWE diva.
Yeah.
You're going to need a microphone for this.
Turn on the mic.
Okay. I got some famous MMA couples, and I don't know half these people. Tito Ortiz, Jenna Jameson is seven, just to let you know. Luke Rockhold dated Demi Lovato. Rockhold?
I've interviewed him before.
Is he good?
I think he had a moment, yeah.
Henry Cavill dated Gina Carano. I know.
Oh, the actor?
Yeah.
And then she was a fighter, also an actress.
Okay, Whitney Cummings dated Brandon Schaub. Whitney Cummings.
I don't know who that is.
The comedian.
No, I don't know who the guy is.
Yeah, Luke Sanders and Becky Lynch.
Well, now Becky Lynch is married to Seth freaking Rollins, right?
Oh, so she came out of MMA?
No, she did not come out of MMA, but I guess she met this guy who was an MMA guy.
Okay, and War Machine and Christy Mack.
That was very dark.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
And no. Travis Brown and Ronda Rousey. So Travis Brown is a MMA guy?
Yeah, he's a fighter too.
Interesting. All right, well, there you go.
So it looks like Kyler and Valentina really shoot to the top of this list here.
Well, the Jenna Jameson one, you're right. Yeah. It's its own category.
That one was its own Snapchat.
Don't stay in the room next door to them.
Or the same hotel. That would have to be the same room.
Same town.
The Indianapolis Colts and veteran D-tackle DeForest Buckner shaking hands on an extension this morning. It's reportedly for 2 years and a max value of $46 million. Last night in baseball, the Padres won their rubber game at Dodger Stadium 6-3. In the afternoon, some personal history for Andrew McCutchen.
The pitch to McCutchen. High fly ball to left. Going back is Marsh to the wall. And there it is! Andrew McCutchen, number 300, here in Philadelphia. His first of the season and a milestone moment for a Pirate great.
That's Greg Brown on Pirates Radio. Long way from McCutchen, finishing last season on 299, then taking to week two of this season to go deep for number 300. It came in a 9-2 win in Philadelphia. And finally, let's talk about Hooters, the restaurant, and the NASCAR Cup Series car. Chase Elliott won yesterday's race in Fort Worth, Texas. That ended his personal 42-race winless streak, but it also ended the Hooters jinx. This was the first time a car primarily sponsored by Hooters won a race in NASCAR since 1992. Alan Kulwicki was driving that car. Yeah, what is that? There are 22 years, 32 years with Hooters, not always on the hood. But when it was on the hood, it didn't win until yesterday.
Wow.
So this is wings for everybody.
Again.
Clint Schwartz.
Where's Boban?
Well, this is why women are the root of all evil, because you could have Hooters on the hood. You're never gonna win. I'm just kidding. I passed by a Hooters yesterday. It was attached to a Ramada hotel, and I was like, that's something.
That's horrible.
Can you get a special out of that?
I thought about telling my husband, like, just pull over. We just got to see who is eating at this place.
You're definitely staying and cooking in the restaurant at the same time.
Listen, I thought about it. One of my friends, a woman, one of my best friends, she'll eat at Hooters because she says she likes the wings. She's straight. The food's good. Yeah, right. She's all just about, like, I'll sit at the bar. She used to travel a lot for work. It's like, if I want the wings, I'll just sit there.
You want to pay $70 for the wings? Yeah, sure.
Oh, is it overpriced? I've only been there once.
Very.
But for another $15, you get a room upstairs. So you go wings right in a romance.
Right. They also have a pool.
Free HBO.
Well, good for, who was it won that race?
Chase Elliott won yesterday.
Good
job, Chase.
There you go.
I'm done. That's all I got.
Are you sure there's not more?
I'm good. If you want to go back to Juju, that's your call.
Well, let's go to Kevin, who's in Oregon, because we were talking about Juju Smith-Schuster, who took a picture of his and put it out on Snapchat. Oh. Kevin, how are you?
I'm fine. I came in late on the story. I thought you were talking about Juju Watkins.
No, she would never do anything like that, Kevin. Why would she ever do anything like that? It's Juju Smith-Schuster.
She actually couldn't do what
She could show something else, but not that. Meanwhile, Juju Watkins, classy as it is, as they come. Juju Smith-Schuster is just out here with everything hanging out.
I mean, before we got into the show, before we got out of the break, we said, you see what Juju did. I thought you were talking about Watkins. Like, what did Juju do?
Yeah.
I mean, I totally forgot about that dude.
The other one.
Wait, what? What a star for Infinity Sports Network.
Oh. I had the wrong Juju. My bad.
Oh, back to work.
Yeah, according to EJ, though, you're nobody unless you're leaking nudes. Maybe the basketball can just be the story for her.
We're not Team Juju here at this show. I thought we all loved.
That's what I'm
Juju
saying.
Juju Smith-Schuster?
No.
Yeah, dude, he's still top five most popular athletes on social media? He's huge.
Eh. That was like three teams ago.
I don't know. He's a gigantic force on TikTok and Instagram. That's what he's doing.
And now other sites.
I've not heard him do anything on social media until this thing happened.
I'm telling you, it's because Belichick's out of the building. Now he's feeling all free and unencumbered. Literally. Free. Let it all hang out. Okay. That's about that. I just saw our new boss walk by, and you know, you can hear what we're doing out in the newsroom.
As a clipboard out, definitely for us.
Cross them off, yeah. Then.
Well, first things first.
Right? Simple.
And we welcome everyone to the Infinity Sports Network. Coming up next, we do have an update for you on one big-time NFL wide receiver, not Juju Smith-Schuster. We'll get to that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Talked a lot of golf today. Tiger Woods, was this an encouraging week for him? Finished the tournament at the Masters, so congrats. But of the 60 golfers who qualified and made the cut, he came in dead last. Also, Scottie Scheffler winning the Masters the second time, 2 in 3 years. If he's the face of golf, is that a good thing for golf? Mm-hmm. You're welcome to keep the conversation going. Vote on our poll at Maggie and Pearl on Twitter and tell us if Scottie Scheffler is a good face for golf.
I still think, and I totally disagree with you on this one, the fact they made the cut, I feel like you're underselling a little bit. It'd be so many great, hot golfers to not make the cut.
Yeah. This
like
is not,
Hall of Famers.
But this is not the bar for Tiger Woods, is not just making the cut.
That's... I mean, yeah, but nobody's like panicking because Dustin Johnson and Wyndham Clark didn't make the cut.
Yeah, but nobody's putting Dustin Johnson in the conversation with Tiger Woods.
Well, generally, though, I mean, Dustin Johnson is definitely a top five golfer of this millennium, isn't he? I mean...
doesn't have nearly the expectations
right,
of Tiger.
Name three other golfers with higher expectations. He's a huge name. Jordan Spieth, Rory did qualify, but generally, like a lot of guys did not
Spieth
do well.
Spieth hasn't been a thing in a while.
So who's a thing then?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think this is tough. I think this is where Tiger is in rarefied air.
Right.
And so to just say, oh, he made the cut and can walk the course for 4 days, let's throw a parade. I just don't, that's not what he's in it for. His legacy is already set. He's already won the out of nowhere tournament when he won the Masters after 11 years not having won a major. I don't know. This version of Tiger, you're just being delusional if you think this version is going to win a major.
7 shots off the lead after 2 days. That is not that far. Seven
the
shots.
The tournament's
even...
4 days long. It's only half the tournament.
I mean, still,
like, say you're playing well until halftime. It doesn't matter.
Well, still, I mean, rounding out of the second round with 7 shots behind is definitely an interesting spot to be in. That's easily could win that tournament next time. I mean, listen, I know that, first of all, the shots that our guy hit, the Scottie Scheffler hit on Sunday, imagine that he didn't get hot that back nine. Like, that was not a high-scoring Masters. I mean, Dustin Johnson, we're talking about Dustin Johnson, I think he was 20 below when he won his in that I think it was a COVID year. But regardless, like, that was definitely attainable.
I didn't see it. We're seeing two different things. I didn't see Tiger Woods, someone who's about to like launch themselves back into the top of the leaderboard here. You did. We'd love to hear from you at 855-212-4227. Can I tell you what story did cross across my my desk this week, or this weekend rather? Did you see, and this is sad news, but it made me think of one of the all-time ridiculous stories in the history of sports. Did you see that Fritz Peterson died? He passed away. He played for the Yankees, and he was 82 years old. So a very long life, a very full life. And Fritz Peterson, does anyone know what he's most famous for?
Is that the guy who traded couples?
Yeah, traded lives with Mike Kekich. This is two guys in the 70s who were teammates and decided not just that they were going to be with each other's wives, they literally switched lives. And we always talk about, oh man, if social media had been around for this or that or the other thing. Fritz Peterson and Mike Kekich changed lives. Like, they moved into each other's homes. They started becoming parents to each other's kids. They did a total wife-life swap in the 70s.
Did everybody do that in the 70s? It was like key parties and wife swapping a thing?
I think maybe pop culture wants to make us think this is a thing, but I don't know. But again, can you imagine? That was just a story that happened in New York, and people were like, ah, well, I guess they're trading wives. That's a crazy story. That would never happen today. And we get we get stories about so-and-so may have been sleeping with someone else's wife or whatever, the Brent Berry and Tony Parker stuff. But, like, this is changing lives. Just all of a sudden, now this is my new dad. My new stepdad.
I think these guys are also too famous. Because I feel like... I don't know, swinging open relationships probably more welcome now than it was even in the 70s. But, like, I just think that these guys have, we know too much about them. They're too out here. Like, the amount of social media vitriol or jokes or whatever would just be too much.
I think the amount of opinions.
Right. Yeah. Like, now, if you do this with a regular civilian, maybe we don't know and who cares. But another athlete, another pro athlete we all know, you would never hear about it till the end of the day. Like, you hear it every day.
Yeah, well, Gerrit Cole and Marcus Stroman can't change lives. Right. It just would never happen.
What if you marry another famous person's ex? Is that in the same ballpark? Like Russell Wilson?
Or what's the name? Or Derek Fisher?
Yeah. I mean, this happens all the time where celebrities, they break up with somebody, then they marry another celebrity.
But that's a little traditional. This is, hey, I like your wife and you like my wife, and now we're just going to switch homes.
I understand. That's why I was asking if it's in the same ballpark. Yes, I understand an immediate swap. Yeah, of course. Wasn't it? So did this movie ever get made? I know Ben Affleck bought the rights
and was
trying to do it with Damon. I don't think it ever got off the ground, which is unusual because it sounds like a movie.
And also, there's got to be like more to the story. It's a salacious headline, but what was behind it? Because again, it was that's a big thing, especially when kids are involved. You can't just go into that lightly. That's not like a fun Friday night, you know?
Yeah.
It's a life change, so... R.I.P. Fritz Peterson, 82 years old.
You'll always be remembered for this.
I mean, what do you do in your baseball career that could ever rival this? Nothing.
He could throw two no-hitters and it wouldn't matter.
Right. Thank you to E.J. Stewart. Thank you to Pete Bilotti. Thank you to Andrew Bogish and Andrew Kaplan. And thanks to all the Weedos and the Purple Drinkers in the chat. Again, our first day on the Infinity Sports Network. And that's where you can find us. From here on out. Appreciate y'all. See you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.